Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the green.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, greetings, greetings, and great day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Root Cause Radio, the premier resource for family caregivers. Here at Root Cause Radio, we do delight in sharing the secrets of optimal health. We are sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, the teaching and training arm, the only authorized teaching and training arm of symptometry, originator of Root Cause Therapeutics. And my name is Bella Marie. It is both my pleasure and an honor to be your hostess for this evening. Welcome to our Wellness Wednesday podcast here on Root Cause Radio. Tonight's podcast is dedicated specifically to and especially for the caregiver, the family caregiver, in honor of National Preparedness Month. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for today's broadcast, whether you're joining us live or if you happen to be listening to the replay. And if you wish to hear this episode again or share it with someone else, you want to save the website rootcauseradio.com. That's root, R-O-O-T, cause, C-A-U-S-E, radio, R-A-D-I-O, .com, to share, save it in your favorites, share it with your loved ones, because not only will you find tonight's podcast on there, but that's also where you can find a whole host of our podcasts on so many different topics. We've covered the various kinds of cancer, support for overcoming sickle cell anemia, Alzheimer's, brain injury, paralysis, just so many different topics, hair regrowth. You want to visit rootcauseradio.com and enjoy some of those past shows in our archives. Also at rootcauseradio.com, you will find some of our online tips and tools, our support and resources for individuals and especially for family caregivers. We have online e-courses, right? So online courses sponsored and provided by the American School of Symptometry, many of them at no cost to you. Some of them have a small investment just because they are a little bit more advanced, but you can take advantage of all the resources there. In addition to interacting with our community, and even use the comment section to send us topics and suggestions that you would like to hear covered on our Wellness Wednesday podcast. So we are delighted to hear from you, and we do look forward to you taking advantage of that information. Again, for our first-time listeners, Root Cause Radio is here to share the secrets of optimal health, specifically as they relate to preventing and overcoming disease. We are sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, which was founded by Dr. Maxwell Marte, the same person actually who founded Symptometry, the originator of Root Cause Therapeutics. Symptometry is the only applied therapeutic science that focuses on and is able to address disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. We are very thankful for those who already became certified health coaches through the American School of Symptometry's online program, as well as those who are in school now for the coaching program and to become licensed symptometrists and doctors of symptometrists to continue to empower people through and with this form of healthcare. Tonight's podcast on National Preparedness, or in honor of National Preparedness Month, actually serves to help and empower the caregiver, specifically because not only are these natural disasters, you know, really a great source of stress for anyone who lives through them, but this experience can be even more stressful to those who, you know, have someone else depending on them, definitely a child, but especially more so if that individual happens to be an adult with mobility issues, with strict medication requirements, or even with cognitive decline, right, early stages of dementia and so forth. So the services with or through Symptometry's doctors of symptometries and health coaches help a caregiver manage all of that and help the individual recover through that. But we wanted to have a special podcast dedicated to making sure that you are not only prepared for but successful in the state of emergency, right? So just a few tips and knowledge if you're not familiar with this. Maybe you are lucky enough to live in a part of the country or a part of the world that has no disasters, right? Maybe it gets a little windy sometimes, but no hurricanes, no tornadoes, no winter blizzards, no earthquakes. Just about everyone has something, but in case you're unfamiliar with natural disasters, just a few tips for you, right? So flooding, for example, right, can be emotionally and financially devastating. If 1 inch of water gets into your home, that on average costs about $25,000 in damage to your home, right? So if you want to make sure that your home maybe has flood insurance, but if you're a family caregiver and the individual you care for does not live with you, then you want to check the assisted nursing facility that they may be at, or even their own home. If they're still living at home and you just go to check on them, you want to double check to make sure that that is part of the paperwork, that flood insurance or national disaster insurance is covered there as well. You also want to go ahead and prepare in advance. In the event of any kind of natural disaster, there are going to be things in disarray. And so the common advice, again, is to have everything in one spot, perhaps in a book bag or so. But a bonus tip, ladies and gentlemen, a bonus tip that you'd want to include and have is also to take a picture. Take a picture of those important documents. And this is good because you can save it directly on your smartphone, which you will likely have with you, right? And if you take advantage of the technology, your phone, your smartphone, if you have one, probably has access to a cloud where you can save the information electronically, so that you still have access to it even if your phone is somehow lost or damaged. So that is another tip, if you will, for disaster preparedness that's especially important for family caregivers. Again, the people who are responsible for the well-being of an adult family member. Okay, and again, the specific challenges and opportunities that come with that are different than if you are a parent or a caregiver for a child, let's say, someone under the age of 18. But that tip, taking a picture of your important documents, so that would be any medication, of course, that would be travel documents, any health initiatives, healthcare initiatives, and healthcare directives. All of that you want to have a copy of as well. Okay, so take a picture, and if you have a smartphone, be sure to upload or send that to your cloud or to your photos so you have a way to access that information if you ever lose your phone or have your phone damaged, right? Number three of this information is this. 25% of small businesses never reopen following a disaster of any kind, right? So again, you want to make sure that you have either flood insurance, earthquake insurance, whatever natural disaster insurance is available in your area. You do want to look into that. And the reason we mention this tip about small businesses being affected is because so many family caregivers choose or have their own, as their only option, as working outside of the home at a small business that allows them to have the flexibility in their schedule to still care for the family members who depend on them. And or these same family caregivers look at installing their own home-based business, right? Maybe working as an independent contractor or a distributor of some sort. So that would mean that your inventory and your equipment and things like that would be at home or in an area that would be directly affected by any disaster. And so if you don't have your things physically secure, and then if you don't have the additional protection of insurance, if you will, so that you can quickly replace those things in the event they are damaged or lost in an emergency situation with a natural disaster, then that would also affect your ability to produce and even secure income that would take affect your family and the family member who depends on you as well. So we are very, very thankful for these top three tips that we were able to use to get tonight's podcast started. This information, you can actually find more resources like this from ready.gov. ready.gov/September is actually a specific website that'll have more tips specifically for you, okay? They have resources so that you as an individual or you as a family caregiver can complete and prepare an emergency financial first aid kit. Again, that's important. They have guidelines for your emergency savings. The general rule of thumb, of course, is for an individual to have 3 to 6 months of living expenses saved up. And so many individuals, whether because of changes in the economy, contractions at their job or their place of employment, or having to use those savings to care for a dependent family member or handle another emergency, that 3 to 6 months of savings is depleted. So if nothing else, take advantage of these resources and at least complete that emergency first aid kit so you can be on better footing and solid ground in the event of an emergency. Okay, and then there are also resources, of course, with FEMA in the U.S. for disaster preparedness, but a few tips for you beyond what is available, just some resources that have been pooled for our community of caregivers and certified symptometry health coaches. You're also going to make note of any emergency relief centers in the area, right? So not every hospital is certified as a comprehensive stroke center or even a primary trauma center, right? So you're going to want to look at that information for not just your town, but also your region, ladies and gentlemen, and have that in writing as part of your go-to list that's in your emergency preparedness book bag or travel case, if you will, and also part of any written healthcare directives and initiatives that you put together for yourself and your family members. This information is also important. Part of the resources here in terms of preparation for a natural disaster is to look into the resources available to family caregivers in terms of estate planning and actually establishing that healthcare directive and any healthcare initiatives. Because, again, in the case of an emergency, if you yourself are somehow injured, affected, or incapacitated, you want the peace of mind of knowing that the people who depend on you are taken care of because those things have been set up in place. And you also want to have the them to have the peace of mind, especially if you have an adult person that you're caring for, that there is a support system in place as well. So never let your caregiving team be a team of one, right? This can include your health professional to expand that team. You definitely want to include your health professional, be they your licensed symptometrist, your certified symptometry health coach, your primary care physician, or any other healthcare professional and partner that you've chosen, but you also want to rely on and include maybe neighbors and family members, whether local or extended, based on their ability to help. And so, again, this is something important that I'm glad we're going over now, because this allows you to be prepared in the state of an emergency, okay? Because when there's a fire or some sort of crisis, everybody is trying to take care of their own. And so if you're going to need to count and depend on someone, you want to have that communication established in advance. Right now, we also have some additional tips and so forth for our caregivers and the additional resources that we have beyond disaster preparedness. One, again, be open to the technologies that can help you care for your loved one. We talked about previously in the show using the cloud as well as the different caregiving apps that are available to keep your information organized and to have a schedule. I know for those who take advantage of services through Root Cause Therapeutics, there is a schedule sent in, a blank template that you can use to fill it out for the items that you're taking. Even if you don't have that schedule, your healthcare provider doesn't provide one, you still want that schedule in place so that, one, the person you're caring for develops a pattern or a regimen that they can stay compliant with even if you are not around. Two, it allows other people to be able to step in and help you. So you also want to keep in mind, in the terms of allowing people to help you, is increasing the effectiveness of your communication with the health professionals that you partner with. We are very excited to have a specific project coming out for our caregivers, for our family caregivers, and individuals who want to keep their independence and their health and their function for as long as possible. That will be a support tool to help you not only in communicating effectively with your symptometry health coach and your licensed symptometrist, but it will also be an excellent tool for use with your primary care physician and any other health professional you choose to partner with. Just some questions to have in advance for preparing, as well as some solutions and resources for you to keep in mind to have available to you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, again, today's podcast, today's episode was in support for our individuals and our family caregivers who would have extra responsibilities in the event of a natural disaster or some other emergency. And the tips we shared today were in honor of National Preparedness Month. As you know, in the Caribbean and so forth, the fall season, well, really from May through end of October, is considered hurricane season, when the strongest storms are most likely to occur, tropical storms or hurricanes. But late fall, August, September, October, are typically when the strongest storms manifest. So this is a perfect time of year to be talking about this, but you also want to keep this information in mind, again, for flooding season, and I know that happens a lot in the Midwest. And again, just 1 inch of water in your home is enough to do $25,000 worth of damage, according to the professional analysis from FEMA and insurance companies as well. So just these couple of minutes, in preparing in advance will make a difference. If you have health products that you're taking, right, whether they're from an allopathic doctor or a licensed symptometrist, you want to keep your information organized as well. And so anything that needs to be refrigerated, you want to consider having ice packs for that, or a cooler, a mini cooler that you can have in your book bag, in addition to non-perishable foods and resources ready to go that are packed up. You could never go wrong with a can of pineapple or some crackers. So you just want to go through your list and definitely accommodate for any food restrictions that you may have or the people that you care for may have. Pack those items ahead of time as well as have that list available. And keep in mind, in the event of an emergency, even though there is the federal law that if someone shows up at a hospital in an emergent situation, that hospital is obligated to assess the person's situation and then transfer them to the location that can best serve them. That is a federal law. Keep in mind, in an emergency situation with a natural disaster, those kinds of centers are going to be overwhelmed with people looking for support. So the more prepared you can be in advance of an emergency, the better off you will be in that situation should it actually occur. Again, a resource that you want to check out is ready.gov/September. You can look at that site anytime throughout the year, but it is ready.gov/September in honor of National Preparedness Month, where you can find tools and resources to make and practice your plan, ways to learn life-saving skills such as CPR. You can check your coverage and even get assistance with saving for an emergency. We are excited to support. We are excited to serve. RootCauseRadio.com is where you will get the replay of tonight's show, as well as any other tools and resources that Symptometry provides, that the American School of Symptometry provide in connection with helping caregivers and individuals be prepared in the event of a natural disaster. And also, that is the same site, RootCauseRadio.com, where you can find access to the e-courses to support the community provided by our American School of Symptometry, the sponsor of tonight's podcast. It has been an absolute delight and pleasure for having so many of you join us live for tonight's podcast. If you joined us at the end of the show, you certainly want to go to RootCauseRadio.com to plug in and access the replay. And you also want to make it a point to join us again next week. We have an exciting month of podcasts planned for you. Shows and topics on the roster include brain injury recovery and Alzheimer's in honor of Brain Injury Awareness and Alzheimer's Month. That's going to be an important podcast to tune into just because of the role plaque plays in both of those situations. We are going to have some of our health coaches featured and supporting on the podcast again. I know so many of our listeners are battling, autoimmune disorders and illnesses as well while they're caring for someone, be it fibromyalgia, be it celiac disease. We're so happy and thankful to have that information available to support you in your journey to optimal health. And, of course, we will still have our segments and our information on fitness and delicious recipes that will support you in ensuring proper cell nourishment as you and your family continue on the path to optimal health. Thank you so much for joining us today. Invite a friend to join us back next week. We appreciate you tuning in. And again, tonight's broadcast and all of our other shows are available at RootCauseRadio.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.